Okay, good morning, everybody. This is called to order. I'd like to welcome you all to the Board of Directors meeting for the Student Success Program Nonprofit Board, which operates Odeo Charter Schools and the Charter Schools of San Diego. I am Len Herring, Chairman of the Board, and I will facilitate this meeting. Let's take the roll call first. When I call your name, please provide a brief introduction, which I don't think we need this morning. It's a short meeting. The benefit of new members, if there are any, Mary, from yours, you can take the time to do so. Myself, I, Scott.
I.
David.
I.
Tim.
I. Gordon.
And Eric Schweinfurter.
Hi.
Mary, is there anybody on the line that, from staff?
Everybody knows everybody, so we're okay. Good.
We'll move on to item 1.3, consideration approval of adoption of the board findings pursuant to government code section 54953 echo 1. The SSP board of directors determines in accordance with the government code section 54953 echo 1 bravo that meeting in person would present imminent risk of health and safety to attendees pursuant to government code section 54953 echo 3. The board has also reconsidered the circumstances of state of emergency declared by the governor on March the 4th, 2020, and finds the state of emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the directors to meet safely in person and or that the state or local officials continue to oppose recommended measures to promote social distancing. Additionally, AB 361 requires this finding be made every 30 days to continue to permit teleconferencing meetings without adhering to some of the traditional requirements of the Brown Act, specifically with the teleconferencing requirements of the government code section 54953 bravo 3. Do I have a motion to approve item 1.3?
Motion to approve.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Second, Morton.
Very well. We will now conduct a voting roll call. Myself, I, Scott Barton.
Aye.
David Crean.
Aye.
Tim Morton.
Aye.
Eric Schweinfurter.
Aye.
Item 1.4 is the establishment of a quorum. Do I hear a motion to approve item 1.4?
So moved, Barton.
Second.
Second, Morton.
Conduct a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott.
Aye.
David.
Aye.
Tim.
Aye.
And Eric.
Aye.
Well, we now conduct the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Moving on to item 1.6. Item 1.6 is the approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda 1.6 with recommendations from Mary, if there are any?
Recommend approval.
We have a motion.
Motion to approve, Tim Morton.
We have a second.
Second. Second, Green.
Very well. Is there any discussion? Will we conduct a roll call for vote? Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Moving on. Item 2.0 is public comment. If you would like to participate in the public comment, please complete a speaker card and submit it to staff. Public comment for the items of interest to the public or within the scope of the Student Success Program Board non-agenda shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Public comment for agenda items will be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time, and in accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion or act may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to respond or give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda as ordered below. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, I may equivocally decrease the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted maximums. Item 2.1 is the non-agenda public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 2 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by myself. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on items not on the agenda?
We are not aware of any.
Okay. Then hearing nothing more, we'll move on to item 2.2 is agenda public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless I otherwise modify. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on the agenda items? Very well, and hearing none, we will move on. Item 3.0 is the consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and will be approved or enacted by the board in one motion in the form listed below. Unless specifically requested by the board, by a board member for further discussion or removed from the agenda, there will be no discussion on these items prior to the board's vote on them. The president recommends approval of all consent agenda items. Item 3.1, consent action items for the Odeo Charter Schools and Charter Schools of San Diego. So item 3.1.1 is consider approval of the minutes. And 3.1.2 is consider approval of the education of homeless children for youth policy. And 3.1.3 is consider approval of education for foster and mobile youth policy. Do I have a motion for the approval of the consent agenda?
So moved, Barton.
Do I have a second?
Second. Green second.
Any discussion? Okay. I do want to comment that I read through the 2.1.2 and 1.3 with interest, and I'm very pleased at the depth in which the institution takes this particular subject. We'll now conduct a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Very well. Moving on, action 4.0 or item 4.0 is action items. Action item for the Adair Charter School is to consider approval of the unaudited actuals FY July 1, 2021 through June 30, 2022. Lynn, may I have a report for item 4.1.1?
Yes, thank you, sir. The unaudited actuals for Odeo Charter are shown in pages 21, 26. Odeo closed the fiscal year 21-22 with a P280A of 412.70. The total revenues is $7.89 million. The total expenditures is $7.044 million with a net result of operations of $845,266. When the school opened the fiscal year for the 21-22, the beginning fund balance was $5.724 million. The ending fund balance as of June 30, 2022 is $6.570 million. Of the total fund balance or the net asset, $3.778 million is fixed asset. This means that $2.793 million is liquid asset. It denotes that the school is fiscally solvent. Thank you.
You're on mute, Lynn.
Sorry. Are there any comments, Mary? Any additional? Do I have a motion to approve 4.1.1?
Motion to approve 4.1.1, Morton.
And a second, please.
Schweinfurter, second.
Thank you. I do want to again commend you for an error. No findings, audit report. Again, well done. We will now conduct a voting roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Very well, motion passes. Action item 4.2 is the action item for the Charter School of San Diego. Consider approval of the audited actuals for FY July 1, 2021 through June 30, 2022. Then do you have a report for 4.2.1? Can I ask people to mute their mics, please?
Thank you, sir. The unaudited actuals for the Charter School of San Diego is shown in pages 21, 26. CSSD closed the fiscal year 21-22 with a P2ADA of $1,625.94. The total revenues for the school is $28.476 million, and the total expenditures is $24.226 million, with a net result of operations of $4.250 million. When the school opened the fiscal year for fiscal year 21-22, the beginning fund balance is $34.751 million. The ending fund balance as of June 30, 2022 is $39 million. Of this amount, $18.721 million is fixed assets. This means that $20.280 million is liquid assets and CSSD is very much fiscally solvent. Yeah. Thank you.
Mary, are there any comments?
Yes, just briefly, I just want the board to remember that in the past you have ratified these documents, but we have changed our scheduling so that you are approving the documents. However, they carry my approval. Also, I'd like to remind you that our reserve is absolutely required, and due to the fact that we own so many properties that could need repair overnight, and also our leasing costs, of course, are huge, given that we have a lot of 19 facilities, I think it is, in San Diego. So we are very solvent, and we work at staying compliant in terms of agreements that we've made in maintaining amounts that would be consistent with a solvent situation given our leasing costs and our self-insured medical. Thank you. I recommend approval.
Very well. Do I have a motion to approve item 4.2.1?
Motion to approve. Barton.
May I have a second?
Second, Morton.
Green, second.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? Well, we now take a roll call for approval. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Very well. Motion passes unanimously. Again, well done, folks. An error-free report and a balance that you truly should be proud of, managing it appropriately so that we are remain solvent even in today's environment. Yep. And staying ahead of the power curve. I think that's the most important part, is we can boast that we're ahead of the power curve, keeping our employees safe because of good both fiscal and personal management skills. So thank you. Moving on to 5.0 is the board announcements and comments. From time to time, the board has topics of interest that they would like to share with the community. These are informational in nature and do not require any action. Are there any comments from the board?
Nope, just want to comment. Well done. Lynn and your staff, you do really good work.
Thank you.
That's ditto across the board. Moving on, item 6.0 is adjournment. We've completed the action items necessary for today's meeting. I want to thank everybody for coming together for a quick meeting and getting this type of stuff taken care of in consonance with agreements that we made during the last couple months. So do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Second, Morton.
Very well. Roll call for adjournment. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye, have a great day.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Okay, everybody, thank you very much. Meeting is adjourned. And again, I want to thank everybody for coming together. Stay safe.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.